Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news? Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, when you had a chance on the plane or whenever to take a look at the video from the last game against the Columbus Blue Jackets, what stood out?
Well, I think we lacked puck support. We picked it up in the second period. It's a 1-0 game. We got beat 1-on-1 early. A 3-on-3 rush, both D, goal in the middle of the net. Yarrow overplays the original. Looked like maybe an attempt at a shot. And so you're chasing the game a little bit. When you're playing 3-and-4, that's a bad formula. Playing against a team that's very defensive-minded right now, plays much better with the lead because they're lacking some firepower, has bought into that. So, it's a little bit stacked against you. But I thought in the second period we finally started getting our legs. Plenty of chances to score. Hit a post, had some traffic around the front of the net, ran into a hot goaltender. Now you get into the third, you're still in the game. Special teams let us down. Our power play's been terrific most of the year. Couldn't finish. They get one look on the PK and they score. So to me, it comes down to special teams and goaltending, something that we really thrived on earlier in the year, but they got the edge in Columbus the other night in those two areas. It made the difference in the game.
When you met with the media here earlier today, Anton Bleed's name came up, just in general, that he's a guy who can drag a team into certain games. Just in general, what at certain points do you want to try and pull out of your group on a night-in, night-out basis as it relates to a player like Anton Bleed?
Well, in general, you want to pull the energy level out on certain nights. And when you get a team that plays into June, it's been well documented that teams have a tougher time getting motivated for a game in November in Ottawa or just January at home against a non-right, whatever the case may be. And no one's making excuses. I'm just telling you the reality in a lot of different sports. After a long run and your team's still doing well, you're comfortable in the standings. So you, as a coach, you have to find different ways to tweak your team. And sometimes it's with managing your lineup in terms of different players that maybe, and if you, with respect to a Bleed, a guy that's a bit of a pest, that may drag us into the battle where other guys are not willing to sort of light the match, but are certainly willing to, jump into the fire, so to speak. That's where Anton has been effective for Providence over the years, and in his, short stints up here, he's been able to bring that. Now, he's getting closer to playing, and that may be something we have to look at as a guy that will ignite a little bit of that passion in our game, because I do believe we're a better team when we have a little bit of that orneriness in our game, and most teams would agree with us. When we have that and we're playing a little more on the edge, we're much harder to play against.
Duke Arask just put on injured reserve after he took the elbow the other night in Columbus. Yaroslav Halak, for the time being, is going to take over. He was stellar in November and December, and I understand that you're not a goaltending coach, but from what you see, what's been different when you look at him here in January?
Well, I think he's overplaying some situations instead of letting the play develop in front of him. The first goal is a good example the other night. He moved first instead of just letting it come to him. Then when pucks start going in, you start to play a little deeper, and then a goal like the last one happens where you get beat short side. It's happened a little bit lately. You're not challenging as much. So right now he's in between. I feel that's where he's at in his game. And typically if you have a couple of good practices, a good outing where pucks start hitting you, stick to you a little more, you regain a bit of that swagger. So that's where Yarrow's at, I think, right now. He's a proven goaltender in this league. Great start lately, like I said, some hiccups. Hopefully goalie Bob will iron out some of the technical part of it, and hopefully now, not ideal circumstances for us, but Tuukka to go out, but maybe Tuukka, Yarrow looks at, I'm going to get the net here a little bit if I respond here, give me a chance to get my game back in order, and sometimes that's the best medicine, to get out there and play through it.
How can Carson Kuhlman help your group, especially at this point of the season?
Energy, he's good on the forecheck. Last year he played with Krejci and Dubrovskin was effective at getting pucks off the wall and being a guy that get in there and disrupt some plays. He's missed some time, so we can't expect him to pick up where he left off. But at this time of the year, when you need a little bit of pop, guys that are excited to be in the lineup every night, probably a good time to get him in the mix. He's went down, played a couple weeks in Prov, scored a few goals, helped him win a few games. He'll start, probably with, if everyone's healthy, Coyle and Heinen, which could be a good solid 200-foot line. They can all play away from the puck and add a little offense. So might be a better fit than maybe up in the lineup, but we'll see how it plays out for him. Got a lot of guys in Providence we feel that, could help us if need be. Carson happens to be a right shot, something we're a little short of. He's been here. We've seen him have success with this group in some of the toughest circumstances. So hopefully we can help him get to his game in a hurry.
You won the first meeting against the Penguins. It was sort of a wild affair, 6-4. The Penguins hot since the start of December, and they come in 8-1-1 in their last 10 overall. I guess when you look at them now, does your task change at all in order to pick up another 2 points against the Penguins?
Well, I think they've always been good. You know, they lose some players to injury. And it's funny how certain teams thrive on that. Guys down the lineup, you know, take more responsibility. Malkin, when Crosby's out, takes more responsibility. Russ, when Gensel goes out, gets a little more. And I think our team's been good with that. When Berge's been out, other guys have stepped up. When Charlie McAvoy missed some time, other D came in. So it's a sign of good character, good team, good depth. They have it all. Now they're at full strength, so they seem like they're more dangerous. But who knows? They might go the other way now. If they don't have as much responsibility, they may lose a bit of their focus. You just never know how it's going to play out. I expect them to be very good. They were the fastest team we had played up to that point. Watching them on video, they seem like they're still fast. They're playing their game where they're in attack mode, scoring goals, extending leads. Still very solid defensively. Goaltending solid, especially with Jari. So don't see a lot of weaknesses in their game. Good challenge for us. I think sometimes our players look at Pittsburgh. There's been a good rivalry that's developed over the years, so it might be good to have them on our schedule right now to get the best out of us.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right. Thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Penguins are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.